Is it really true that practice makes perfect? And if so, what exactly does perfection look like?
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
When I was a kid working on my piano skills, I heard my mom say it to me a lot, practice makes perfect. But as I think about that a little bit now, I wonder, was she really onto something or not? Because I think about it this way. When I was learning those scales, what if I was playing them incorrectly? I was doing a lot of practicing, but I wasn't ending up with a perfect outcome. What really happens is the things that we practice over and over again become permanent. Not necessarily perfect, but permanent. In fact, scientists will tell us that a lot of what you and I do every day, it's done unconsciously. We've done it so many times, we don't even think about it anymore. We just do it. We say it. We have automatic responses without it ever crossing our brain of, am I doing this the right way or not? So practice makes permanent, but we need to know what is perfection that we're shooting for. Let me take you to the book of James, because there's a Greek word, teleos, that sometimes is translated perfection. Sometimes it's translated maturity or completeness. But James uses this word a lot, and I think that it has much to do with what we are actually doing. He talks about, in one section of his letter, how people know what faith you have by what you do, the way that you act. And so the question is, are those actions perfectly reflecting what God says in the Bible, or have I been practicing the wrong thing? Four times, James says, this is how we know what they believed by what they did. And he uses two examples. He uses Abraham and he uses Rahab. Abraham offered his son Isaac up, said, I will sacrifice my son before God stopped him for that. But that showed what Abraham really believed in his heart. He believed God's promise that God was going to give him descendants. Rahab put her trust in God by saying, I am going to go against our king, the king of our nation, and who said that we need to get rid of these Israelites. She said, I trust the God that these Israelites serve. And so she put her life on the line by hiding those Israelite spies and by sending them off safely and then sending the pursuers off in a different direction. It was by the fruit that came out of their lives that showed what they really believed. If I have a tree growing in my garden and I truly believe it's an apple tree, how am I going to be proved right? I'm going to be proved right when there are actual apples on the tree that I could pick off and eat. If I see a tree growing in my yard and I truly believe it's an apple tree, but there is no fruit that's coming from that, then that means that that tree is either dead, it's dying, or it's deceiving me. And so I want to make sure that the fruit matches what I believe. So let me take you to this spot here where six times James uses this word teleos for perfection. In chapter 1, verse 4 of James, he says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. All of those words, mature and complete, not lacking anything, twice teleos is in there. And it's the idea of, when I'm in the middle of this trial, what's my response? What am I practicing at this time? What's coming out of me? Am I trusting that God is leading me through this? Or am I saying, I just want to get out of this. I don't want to see it through to the end. Still in chapter 1 of James, in verse number 17, he says, every good and perfect gift is from above. So when we look at the things in our life that our Heavenly Father has given us, are we grateful and we say, that's a perfect gift that you've given me? Or do we say, well, I don't really like this gift. This isn't what I was expecting. This isn't what I was hoping for. And we're discounting whether God's gift is perfect or not. Still in chapter 1 as well, verse number 25, James says, whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do, in doing it. again, I could look in a mirror, and if I see a flaw in myself, I've got two choices. I can fix it, or I can make an excuse for it, and I can walk away from it. It's in my doing, in my practice, that's showing what it is that I really believe. When we move to chapter 2 of James, verse 22 says, you see that his faith, he's talking about Abraham, and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete, was made perfect by what he did. Going back to my analogy of the apple tree, Abraham believed that God could provide descendants up to the point that Abraham raised the knife up in the air and was ready to sacrifice his son Isaac, but he believed that that fruit could come. So I believe that it's an apple tree because I'm actually picking apples off the tree. And then the last one that James uses is in James chapter 3, verse 2, where he says, we all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. What we say shows what's really in our heart. Jesus mentions that in Matthew chapter 15. That's how you can tell what's really inside, by the fruit that people are picking from your words. So it's a question that I think that we need to ask ourselves. Just because we're doing things over and over again, we're practicing things over and over again, does not mean that it's perfect. It just means that it's being made permanent in our life. And I think, as James talks about here, you think about those examples of in chapter 1, where he said there's trials that are coming. In chapter 2, where he's talking about Abraham being asked to sacrifice his son, or Rahab being asked to put her life on the line. It's in those difficult situations where we're really going to see what fruit is coming from our lives. So pay attention to your own life. When the heat is on, when you're caught off guard, what do you see from yourself? What do you hear coming out of your mouth? Is it perfect? Does it align perfectly with God's word? Would somebody say that the fruit that they saw from you or heard from you aligns with what you have said that you believe? Or is it going to be different? Remember, if that tree that I believe to be an apple tree is never producing apples, then that means that that tree is either dead, it's dying, or it's deceiving me. And I don't want that to be said about my life or about your life either, that I'm dead, I'm dying, or I'm deceiving God, deceiving myself, deceiving other people around me. Pay attention to that fruit. Listen to what C.S. Lewis said. He wrote this in his book, Mere Christianity. On the one hand, God's demand for perfection need not discourage you in the least in your present attempts to be good, or even in your present failures. Each time you fall, he will pick you up again. And he knows perfectly well that your own efforts are never going to bring you anywhere near perfection. That's an important point. Your own efforts were never going to bring you there. On the other hand, you must realize from the outset that the goal towards which he is beginning to guide you is absolute perfection. And no power in the whole universe, except you yourself, can prevent him from taking you to that goal. So pay attention. What fruit do you see from your life? What fruit do you hear from your mouth? And if it's not perfect, if it's not perfectly aligned with God's word, if it's not perfectly aligned with the faith that you profess that you have, then let God make those changes in your life. Let the Holy Spirit lead you through that sanctification process. Because as C.S. Lewis says, God has a goal in mind for you that is perfect, and he's got a plan to get you there that's perfect. And the only thing that will stop that is you crossing your arms, digging your heels in, and saying, I'm good the way that I am. I don't want to go anywhere else. Go on to the perfection that God has for you.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.